Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Leo Weston here. And welcome back to another episode of Heal Your Attention Span. Today, we're diving into something that sounds a little woo-woo at first. But trust me, there's some serious science behind it. We're talking about positive affirmations. Those little phrases you repeat to yourself, like, I am capable, or, I radiate confidence. Ever felt like they just bounce off your brain? You know that feeling when you say it, and then immediately doubt creeps in? Well, I'm here to break down why they actually work, and how to make them super effective for you. First things first, let's talk about the brain. This amazing organ is constantly firing away, creating neural pathways based on your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. When you repeat a positive affirmation, you're essentially rewiring those pathways, strengthening the connections associated with that positive belief. It's like building a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Next up, there's this cool thing called neuroplasticity. It's basically your brain's ability to change and adapt throughout your life. So, those affirmations aren't just empty words. They can actually physically alter the structure of your brain over time, making those positive beliefs more ingrained. Imagine that. Shaping your own mind with the power of words. Now, here's where things get really interesting. Positive affirmations don't just work on a neurological level. They also tap into our emotional state. When you say something positive about yourself, it triggers the release of dopamine, a feel-good neurotransmitter that boosts your mood and motivation. It's like giving your brain a little reward for embracing those positive thoughts. But wait, there's more. Studies have shown that affirmations can even impact your physical health. By reducing stress and anxiety, they contribute to a stronger immune system and improved overall well-being. Who wouldn't want that? Think of it as a holistic approach, mental, emotional, and physical benefits all wrapped up in one powerful tool. Okay, so we know the science is solid. But how do we actually make affirmations work for us? It's not just about chanting them mindlessly. There are some key strategies to maximize their impact. First, be specific. Instead of saying, I am happy, try something like, I feel joy and contentment in my daily life. The more specific your affirmation, the more targeted its effect will be. Second, make it present tense. Even if you haven't achieved your goal yet, phrase it as if it's already happening. So, instead of, I will be successful, say, I am successful. Third, personalize it. Choose affirmations that resonate with you and your specific goals. What do you want to achieve? How can you express that positively? Remember, this is about empowering yourself. Fourth, repeat it consistently. Make affirmations a part of your daily routine, morning rituals, journaling, even during moments of doubt or stress. The more you repeat them, the more they become ingrained in your subconscious. Lastly, believe it. This might seem obvious, but true belief is crucial. Don't just say the words. Feel them too. Visualize yourself living that positive affirmation, and allow yourself to truly embrace those feelings. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling stressed about an upcoming presentation. But instead of spiraling into anxiety, you take a few moments to repeat your affirmation, I am calm, confident, and prepared to deliver a powerful presentation. As you say it, you feel that tension easing, replaced by a sense of clarity and focus. Now, imagine yourself stepping onto the stage, radiating confidence as you engage your audience with passion and expertise. You nailed it, and it all started with those few simple words, affirmations working their magic. See, it's not just about wishing things into existence. It's about actively shaping your reality through conscious thought and belief. So, there you have it, the science behind why positive affirmations work, and how to make them a powerful tool in your own life. Remember, your thoughts have power. Use them wisely. This is Leo Weston reminding you that healing your attention span isn't just about focusing better. It's about cultivating a mindset of positivity, growth, and empowerment. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of inspiration. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building a world where everyone has the tools to heal their attention span and unlock their full potential. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.